This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A report prepared by the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency criticizes Wells Fargo for forcing hundreds of thousands of borrowers to buy unneeded auto insurance when they took out a car loan, as well as handling of the problems once they were detected. In a report on company diversity, Amazon says 61% of its workforce and 75% of its managers are men. Those figures, though, include the huge numbers of workers in Amazon's warehouses, where women are better represented than at other parts of the company. Amazon now stocks roughly 400 million products, from toothpaste and television to sex toys. Fox News re-signed Bill O'Reilly despite knowing of sexual accusations and his settlement. Fox has had to pay more than $100 million to settle cases with various claimants now in a number of situations. More than two dozen women have told New Orleans newspapers that a culture of sexual harassment had festered at the Besh restaurant group run by celebrity chef John Besh, and two women have filed EEOC complaints. Ethiopia works on a 13-month calendar with 12 30-day months and a 13th intercalary month, a leap month essentially, of 5 or 6 days. Cheaper association health plans, part of Trump's recent order, operate in a never-never land between the Department of Labor and state insurance regulators, and based on court records and reports, have left hundreds of thousands with unpaid claims. Several cities have removed or decommissioned existing highways, including Paris, Seoul, Boston, and Portland, Oregon. Rochester buried a portion of a downtown expressway known as the Inner Loop. In a 2015 study by sociologists, they found that sit-ins could prompt businesses to desegregate because they feared the cost of facing future protesters. The fight to end cash bail was bolstered by Mom's Bailout Day, a campaign that was the brainchild of Atlanta organizer Mary Hooks, a director of Southerners on New Ground, a queer social justice organization. They raised over $1 million to bail out more than 100 low-income black women on Mother's Day. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.